Okay, it looks like it's recording.
Then these are some questions about types of land and so forth.
A farmer might say, I'm going to get a big yield from this field because the soil is very...
soft?
It's a word that means rich when you're talking about soil. It starts with an F.
Fertilized.
All right, okay. What would you call low land along a stream?
Valley.
It's mostly farmers who know these things. Would you ever hear of bottom land? Nope, okay. How about flat land where nothing really grows but maybe grass or flowers?
Plain.
All right. And how about, I know you know this word, where there's a lot of water and bog and alligators?
Swamp.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what you'd call one that was salt water that was by the sea?
Stream.
How about marsh? Do you know that word? Okay. Do you have any names for different kinds of soil?
Dirt.
Mm-hmm. How about that red stuff that Georgia is famous for?
Red clay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you ever hear of loam? All right. If you're getting water off the swamp, you'd say you're doing what? Draining it or draining it?
Draining.
All right. And what would you call a thing that you would dig to drain the water?
A hole.
Or a long thing that the water runs along?
A gully or something.
Word starting with a D?
Ditch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how about, I don't think you'll know a word for this because Atlanta's not on the sea, but do you know what you'd call a place where the water flows in and out with the tide?
Current.
Well, it's kind of a name for a stream.
Gulf Stream.
All right, well, then how about a deep, narrow valley that's cut by a stream of water?
River.
Not the river, not the stream of water itself, but the valley. If you were walking along and then there were a place where it just dropped down about 10 feet and there were maybe water in the bottom, would you have a name for it?
Trenches.
All right. Would you ever call anything like that a gulch or a canyon or a ravine or anything like that? What?
A ravine.
All right. And you had said gully before. Would you describe a gully?
Like going around the house, like it's made like so like a U, but it's going like a tongue.
Stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call a little body of water that's just flowing along?
Stream.
Any other name for that?
Pond.
Does a pond flow?
Oh, no.
Or it's just sitting there?
Yeah.
Anything smaller than a stream?
I guess so, but I can't think of one.
Are there any streams in your neighborhood?
No.
How about any rivers that you know about?
Mississippi River.
Well, how about in Atlanta, though?
Chattanooga.
Okay.
Chattahoochee.
Yeah, that's it. Then, let's see, what would you call a small rise in the land?
Mountain.
Anything bigger than a mound?
A mountain.
Well, what's sort of between a mound and then a mountain?
Hill.
Mm-hmm. All right, good. And the thing you turn to open the door with is a...
doorknob.
Would you ever call a hill a knob? They don't do that in that part of the country. You're not supposed to know that. Then you mentioned Gulf Stream before. What do you call that big body of water that's south of the United States?
Pacific.
No, Gulf something.
The Gulf Stream.
It's the Gulf of?
Mexico.
Okay. And if you're getting back to the mountain again, if there's a place where the mountain drops off, you'd say don't fall off the...
the hill.
Well, it's the rocky side.
The cliff.
Of, mm-hmm. And so you'd say the mountain has two?
Cliff.
Okay. And up in the mountains where the road goes through in a low place, would you have a name for that?